American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Ag is still very important to them because ultimately everyone eats.
That's Danielle Beck. She's head of government affairs at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Speaking about educating Congress, especially those who do not represent anything in ag.
Educating members of Congress who perhaps do not represent agricultural areas that may not have much ag production in their district. Ag is still very important to them because ultimately everyone eats and everyone needs to have and deserves food on their table. But bridging that gap and building connections with those individuals, we have a lot of educating to do. There's also a lot of turnover on Capitol Hill. Staff are very young. They may not come from a producer background. And so we are constantly in the business of educating.
In more news, well, of course, every steak has a story and every glass of milk has a narrative, from farm to gate to dinner plate. And Cattle Tales narrates the story. Katie Kemp is with Cattle Tales.
So Cattle Tales is a digital online community, and it's a way for everybody to share their story. It's not just for cattle raisers. Everybody has a role in the industry, and whether you're a bootmaker and you work with leather, whether you're an ice cream maker, a dairy farmer, a rancher, a pen rider in a feedlot, cattle impact your life. And Cattle Tales is a hashtag that lives on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and it's a way for you to share those stories and connect with the public and connect with people who have questions who might not realize the true depth of how cattle impact their lives, and that it's not just ranchers, it's not just dairy farmers, it's everybody, and it's all inclusive. And we want to make that connection with people and have that level where people interact together. You know, here's your neighbor. He lives next to you. He goes to the store and he buys his steak and his dairy from the store just like you do. He doesn't live on a ranch. But in the morning, he gets up and he goes to work in the industry. And so he's supported by cattle, but he lives just like you. And it's making those connections online and sharing the stories so people realize the impact that cattle have.
Again, that's Katie Kemp with Cattle Tales.
My dad said, give back.
That's John Lacey. John and his wife, Dee, of Paso Robles, California, were recognized at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association meeting in Phoenix with the Swan Leadership Award.
We feel as a family that we are extremely fortunate to have had the opportunity to represent this industry. What a great industry across the United States. It's done so much, not only for ourselves, and keeping us in business and all the things. We always have felt, both Dee and I, that we need to give something back to an industry that's kept us in business for four generations, going on five. So it's just a privilege and honor. It's such a tremendous award, and I believe it encourages other young people to come in and participate and support the beef industry.
He explains what drives him to serve.
Well, I had a lot of good friends in this industry, and I participated in association work from the county up to the state. And I guess serving was something my dad said, give back. Always stuck in my mind, and if I had the opportunity, I took it.
That's John Lacey of Paso Robles. Always more news at AmericanCattleNews.com. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.